This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Time is 8:50. Mary Sversky, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
A strange story yesterday that I came across, and I wanted to ask you about this. Hamas and ISIS hate Israel, but also hate each other. This was in the JTA, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. What is going on here?
Well, there's two things going on. When you talk about groups like ISIS, which are Salafists, and Hamas, which is Muslim Brotherhood, first of all, you do have a big ideological difference. The Salafists want to create a worldwide global caliphate, and in the case of ISIS, they want it now, and they'll do whatever means. Mm, you know, we've seen all the brutal, horrible things they've done. Hamas, even though they're an extremely violent organization, they are essentially an arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood has different ways of operating. They have their violent parts, and even in their nonviolent parts, there's always branches coming out of the Muslim Brotherhood that are violent. But they also have this kind of gradualism approach, and Hamas is also a bit of a nationalistic group. But I think when we're talking in this area, so that, you know, that would be like the best case scenario. Mm, you could say it's an ideological difference. But what we're really talking about here, and when you can't understand what's going on, because they do both hate Israel and you think that they might get together against their common enemy, is money and power. And this is really what's going on in Gaza, is that ISIS is trying to encroach upon Hamas's power in Gaza. And that power is not only, status and honor and ideology and all this kind of stuff, but it's a lot about money. And, you know, they want that hunk of that Qatari money that comes in. They want the hunk of money from Turkey that comes in, the money from Iran that comes in. And Hamas is not going to, you know, give an inch without a fight to give up any of this type of power and money. Mm.
So when we hear things like ISIS is making headway in Gaza, this must be met with resistance from Hamas.
Absolutely, and we see just that the world isn't interested. You know, when these kind of groups, or even when we have Muslim on Muslim violence, we see there's no reporting about this. The people of Gaza started rising up from way before this summer, because the conditions were so horrible living under Hamas. And we saw just the brutal shutdown of these protests. They were being mowed down in the street, you know, with machine guns. They were being thrown in prison and tortured, never to see the light of day again. And, you know, ho-hum from the world. So Hamas is not going to let this go, you know, unchecked at all.
It's fascinating, you know, because when you sit so far away, there's a tendency, or maybe a risk, to not really understand the nuance of the different ideologies and how they could be impacting on the region.
Right. So I think that, you know, in terms of ISIS, ISIS is more ideologically driven than Hamas. Although if ISIS was in power, you can bet that they would use that ideology to maintain their power and hence maintain the money that they're getting because of it. But in terms of ideology, I do believe that ISIS is more driven. They have this kind of, you know, messianic idea of this global caliphate that drives them. And so they think that Hamas is not religious enough, basically. Right. They don't like the fact that Hamas engages with Fatah, the other Palestinian faction from the Palestinian Authority, which was really started off as a nationalistic group and not a religiously motivated group. They just use religion and the whole martyr thing and everything to gain support. But they didn't like that. They didn't like that they had democratic elections. They don't believe in that kind of thing. They don't believe in any kind of negotiations. And Hamas takes, you know, goods and money from Israel and gets electricity and all that kind of thing. You know, ISIS is against ideologically.
Absolutely fascinating, Mary Sversky. Thank you. As always, go and look at the Clarion Project. That is Clarion project.org. They've got incredibly fascinating reports and articles, and I absolutely urge you to do so. It is 8:55. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. A very good morning.